If you are comparing UK school destinations from Ireland in 2026, Cardiff deserves attention for a reason that goes beyond headline price. Its real advantage is how much educational value you can fit into a manageable programme without paying admission at every stop. You can build an itinerary around Welsh history, politics, science, culture and sport, combining substantial free visits with one carefully chosen paid experience. Getting there starts with choosing the ferry around the itinerary, not simply the lowest fare. For most coach groups, Rosslare to Fishguard or Rosslare to Pembroke makes geographical sense. Fishguard crossings are around 3.5 hours on current schedules, while Pembroke is just over 4 hours. But the important question is what each sailing does to your day. A slightly more expensive departure that gives you a useful afternoon in Cardiff may offer better value than a cheaper crossing that gets you to the hotel late. This is where having the journey organised as one sequence helps. At Celtic Horizon Tours, we can align ferry times, coach movements, accommodation and attraction bookings, rather than treating them as separate decisions. Once you arrive, Cardiff offers several ways to control admission costs. St. Fagan's National Museum of History is one of the strongest. Entry is free, and more than 50 reconstructed historic buildings help pupils explore how people in Wales lived across different periods. The important detail is that school groups still need to pre-book. Free does not mean you can simply arrive with a coach full of pupils. National Museum Cardiff provides another substantial free learning visit, covering natural history, dinosaurs and art. Group visits should also be booked ahead. Then there is the Cenid in Cardiff Bay. School education sessions are free, take place on selected weekdays and can accommodate groups of up to 60 pupils. For classes studying citizenship, politics or government, that gives you a focused learning session without adding another major ticket cost. The key is not to cram every free attraction into the programme. Cardiff works best when each stop has a clear purpose. You might use St. Fagan's for Welsh social history, the Cenid for politics, and then pay for one experience that adds something different. Cardiff Castle is an obvious option, with educational visits covering Roman and medieval history, the Victorians and the Second World War. If you're travelling during the summer, however, check the events calendar carefully. Concerts can mean early closures or changes to normal access. The same applies to the Principality Stadium. A stadium tour can work well for sports-focused groups, but matches and major events can alter availability. This is something we plan around before accommodation and transport are locked in. Cardiff is also relatively straightforward once you are there. Much of the city centre is walkable, which can reduce repeated coach movements. Coach parking still requires planning, particularly around major events, while St. Fagan sits outside the central area and works better as a dedicated coach visit. For teachers, these details matter. A programme that looks efficient on a map can become difficult once you add coach. Parking, time sessions, walking, head counts, and the ferry departure you need to make at the end. Travel documents also need checking. Irish citizens do not require an ETA, but pupils of other nationalities may have different requirements, so mixed nationality groups should be checked individually before travel. Accessibility should be handled in the same way. Major Cardiff attractions publish access information and several offer adaptations, but each stop should be checked against the needs of your particular pupils before the programme is confirmed. There is also a useful 2026 point. Cardiff's visitor levy does not begin until April 2027, so it is not an additional overnight charge for school trips travelling this year. So, is Cardiff automatically the cheapest UK school destination? Not necessarily. A better comparison looks at the whole programme: ferry timings, coach hours, accommodation, paid admissions, free educational content, and how much worthwhile time pupils actually spend at the destination. If Cardiff fits your learning objectives, Celtic Horizon Tours can bring those moving parts together into one practical itinerary with transport, accommodation, and attraction timings planned around each other. You get a trip that is easier to manage, clearer to budget, and better structured for the pupils travelling with you. If Cardiff is on your shortlist, speak to Celtic Horizon Tours and we can help you plan it with confidence.